everything that rocks.
Here we go. Good morning. 7:15.
Here we go. Yahoo!
It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Do you ever not, when somebody throws a banana peel out the window, just look behind you real quick?
I'll be honest. I don't think I've ever seen someone throw a banana peel.
Well, my wife likes bananas, right? So yeah. I see it quite often. You can do that, right? Banana peels are biodegradable.
I think so. But you also don't want to make the O'Doyle's station wagon behind you swerve off the road, off a cliff, and die.
O'Doyle rules.
Hey, kids, who rules? O'Doyle rules. Yeah, that's why I don't do it, because I don't want to cause any accident. Anyway, yeah. Enough of your bananas. Let's do your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Pump it. Pump it. A bar in Spain is now using a robot waiter to allow customers to drink safely by maintaining social distances and limiting contact. The 5-foot-tall robot named Alexia can move around the place carrying a tray of up to 9 drinks at one time.
Stupid.
Be on the lookout, because we might be seeing more of this kind of thing moving forward.
Hey, Brock, 2 weeks ago, or I don't know, maybe a month ago, remember what we were talking about? I was like, is this just kind of a... the pandemic is the rise of the robots. They're making all of us stay at home, and then they're replacing jobs with robots, and they're going to say, "Oh, it's normal now." It's kind of the subliminal change.
So, are you saying that the government released coronavirus in order to promote their robot?
No. Oh, okay. It was going to happen regardless. It was going to happen. That's just a disease is a disease, right?
Yeah.
So it's going to happen, but when it happened, they're like, "Oh my God, wait, everybody's got to stay home. This is the perfect opportunity to replace jobs with robots," because they've just been waiting, because the people will not have it, Brock. They hate the idea of robots taking their jobs. But if they stay home for months and the robots just start to do it, and they're like, "You can go back to your normal life because of the robots."
I guess I don't see the benefit. So do we not want people working?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Well, I've always told you, this is my take on it. If for some reason AI and robotics become so advanced that they can handle damn near every task, think about it. We got a robot basically on Mars right now just driving around. Like, I get it. So think about this. Robots are doing everything. They're doing all the dangerous jobs. They're doing all the other jobs. Well, then maybe at that point, then we develop this type of payment for people, or we just get rid of money as a whole and everyone gets the same thing or whatever. And we let the robots do all the stuff. And then we just get to be fun and carefree and do whatever the hell we want.
Yep, everybody gets the same pay in the world. See, here's the thing, is I think people need the jobs, though. People need something to keep them occupied. Look what's happening.
Yeah, but
people are rioting now. They're throwing bricks through windows.
We'll have it. No. But I think you're looking at that the wrong way, because if we think about it, we work so we can afford to do the stuff we want to do in our free time. But we only have such limited free time. If we think about being retired. Retired people don't work. They got their money if they saved, and then you get your 401k and your all that crap, your Social Security. Well, you're not working. What do old people get to do all the time? They get to drink and go to casinos and take cruises and all that.
It's because they're going to die soon, though. That's a big difference.
Wouldn't you rather be able to do all that stuff now while you're healthy and young and carefree? Let the robots do the work. I'm not going to be upset. If you could tell me, look, bills are covered, all right? You're good. This is the world we live in now. We took your jobs away, so here is just some money to do your basic kind of things, or maybe we all just have a point system. Everyone gets a monthly point system, and that's what it is, so we don't go crazy with it. And then we can just be retired and carefree and loving life. I love that idea.
Wait a second. I know what's going on.
What?
I know what's going on.
What?
You're on the robot's side, so we have robots so you can have sex with one of them. That's what's going on.
I mean, it's an option. It's an option to have sex with a robot.
That's why you want them so bad. You're fully into this AI robotic thing because you know that if it happens, you're one step closer to...
Look, that's part of it. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to sit here and say that's not part of it, okay? But that's all I'm going to say.
I know what's going on.
Hot robots. Yeah. Hot oiled up robots.
WD-40.
Just WD. Ah, oh, her. This robot's hips are a little squeaky. Her jaw's a little squeaky.
Yeah, KY is going to turn into just straight up WD.
I see. You're going to have to use some like regular WD-40 or some, you know, 10W-30 in there. I don't think KY is going to work.
We're going to get some Rotella tea. My robot's running a little rusty.
Just grease it up. hey, speaking of sex, I can't remember when we talked. Did we talk about researchers saying you should wear a mask while having sex?
God. I saw it on Facebook. Yeah, I think did we talk about it on the podcast? I think Maddie just mentioned it to you.
Yeah.
Off here.
Yeah. So researchers at Harvard are recommending that couples wear face masks while having sex to prevent the spread of COVID-19, especially if your partner is someone you are not quarantining with. See, that makes sense. But my wife and I, there's no reason for us to wear a mask, right?
Yeah. No, there's no reason. It's the stupidest thing. Here's the thing, Brock.
Yeah.
The only thing that's going to be covering my face during sex with my wife is .. I can't go any further. But it's not going to be a mask, I'll tell you that much.
The study also recommends that couples avoid kissing and urges everyone to shower before and after. Also, where the deed is done should be cleaned and disinfected. Yeah, nothing sexier than saying, hold on, babe, and then getting a big old thing of Lysol. And
you know, for some couples, it's hard enough. Yeah. And now you got to put this surgical mask on. Yeah. I saw the post the other day, and some guy commented. He's like, you know, if you think about it, though, if your significant other has terrible breath, it might work out pretty good.
Well, see, Kiki and I, we've been together long enough that, honestly, we keep it strictly professional. There's no courting. It's wham, bam, get out of here. I got stuff to do. So, you know, it's like banging a prostitute at this point. You know, you don't kiss. Mm-hmm. There's no real emotions involved. We're both dead in the eyes, and we're just kind of like, all right.
It just blows my mind that a scientist can say that statement with a straight face. Mm, yes. During sex... intercourse,
you
have to
that,
wear a mask. Like, well, do it. You know what's going on down below?
Yeah.
I know there's certain things going on right now that it ain't, but come on.
Put a mask on your face and a mask on your dong. That's what you need to do. All right. That's your morning dump. We'll be back.